This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Now, we are nearly 3 months away from the National Eucharistic Congress, which is happening this summer on July 17th through the 21st in Indianapolis. In fact, it's the first National Eucharistic Congress in 83 years. Are you planning on going? If you are still thinking about it, there are many different ways to get there. And of course, you can take a plane or a bus or even drive. But what about walking? Have you ever considered being a pilgrim, walking along Jesus in the Holy Eucharist to get to Indianapolis? Don't miss out on this great opportunity, and you can take one of the four organized routes across the country so you can walk with Jesus like those disciples on their journey to Emmaus 2 millennia ago. Joining us live from New York City is Zoe Dongas to discuss accompanying Jesus on the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage. Zoe's a Filipino-American actor, musician, and game night enthusiast. She currently works in the Office of Young Adult Outreach of the Archdiocese of New York and is a board secretary of the Catholic Artists Connection. She is honored to accompany our Lord across the country as a perpetual pilgrim on the Seton Route. Good morning, Zoe. Welcome to Morning Air and Relevant Radio. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning.
Zoe, tell us a little bit about yourself. Why did you feel inspired to serve as a perpetual pilgrim?
You know, the Lord is really mysterious. This has been, like, the desire for adventure has been on my heart for a while. And then when I kind of stumbled upon the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage, it just kind of felt like this desire for adventure and the desire to go closer to our Lord kind of came together in such a unique and special way. And I think, like, you know, in my own life, the Lord has really met me really deeply in Eucharistic adoration and the gift of the sacrament of confession. And so the opportunity to kind of bring our Eucharistic Lord to our country and to be able to pray over our country and pray over the people that our Lord wants to meet, it's such a blessing and a gift to go on this journey this summer.
Now, you say that the Lord is mysterious. How did he mysteriously touch your heart and really, you know, motivate you to want to be a part of this? Because obviously there's a special core of individuals who are part of this pilgrimage.
I think in a lot of just like small moments and small ways, he's really placed a lot of really important spiritual mentors in my life over the couple of years here now living in New York City. He was also like really been breathing over New York City, especially my parish just opened the first perpetual adoration chapel in Manhattan this past summer. And so like having access to that and being able to really commit to being with our Lord in Eucharistic adoration definitely had a point in kind of motivating me to continue to spend more time with him and to even really consider doing something like this. He's also placed on my heart, like, the idea of going on the Camino. That was something that I was really pumped about last year that didn't end up working out. So the fact that this kind of did has been really a cool journey to be on. Lots of twists and turns.
Can you talk about what the Holy Eucharist and spending time with our Lord in the perpetual Eucharistic adoration, what it means for you personally and how it's impacted your own faith journey?
Something that I've learned in Eucharistic adoration and just over the past couple months of really diving deeper and being committed and consistent to spending that time is just that the Lord sees us so deeply and wants to like always be there with us. He wants to penetrate deeper and deeper into our hearts, and he wants to heal like every wound you could even imagine, even the unknown wound. And he wants to like be there with you, but he also wants to be gentle about it. Like, he will never force you. And just, yeah, in my own life, seeing that healing and seeing kind of how he continues to recreate my heart and create a clean heart in me has been just such a beautiful personal journey, but also seeing that effect kind of like echo outside of the chapel into like how my relationships are and how I can continue to grow and see our Lord in all the people around me. And having the Eucharist at the center of that has been, foundational to my spiritual life.
Zoe, can you tell us about the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage and then the four different routes across our country that are coming together in Indianapolis this summer?
Yeah, it's going to be wild. So I'm on the Seton route. There's the other routes we're kind of making across the United States, ending in Indianapolis. We're walking for 60 days, so two full months. On the road, walking about 10 to 15 miles every day in Eucharistic procession. So walking with our Lord at the center, leading us along the way. My route specifically, the Seton route, we start in Connecticut. We go through New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, D.C., back around. We go to Ohio. So we're really going through trying to get to as much as we can and stopping at holy sites, stopping at different parishes to pray with different communities. We're graciously being hosted by many, many families along the way. And yeah, we're inviting everyone on mission with us.
Have you been working out to get yourself in shape to walk 10 to 15 miles a day?
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky because I live in New York, so we can walk a lot of places. So instead of taking the train a few times, I've been walking to work instead of commuting, which has been really fun. I've walked over new bridges that I've never been on my feet.
Zoe, what really excites you the most about your particular route?
I think what excites me the most is the kind of diversity of people we're going to meet along the way. We have a really interesting kind of like going through cultural capitals and big cities like New York, but even in like in this is my home area, being able to go through and visit with different communities and kind of see what they're excited about, how they celebrate Jesus in the Eucharist, and also just to meet the strangers along the way, especially in all these different cities. Just to see how our Lord is wanting to meet them specifically. I'm really excited about.
Now, there is a select group, I believe it's 24 pilgrims that have been picked specifically for the four different routes. But can other young people join in and walk along with you?
Totally, yes. So all of our routes, most of the days, it's all open to the public and you can kind of join day by day. Each diocese kind of has their schedule, and it's all on that National Eucharistic Pilgrimage website. Look at the map and look really specifically, oh, this day they're going to start at this church, and they're walking all the way to this church, and you can kind of plug and play, see where you want to join in.
What about the final destination? How much are you looking forward to being with, they're expecting 80,000 Catholics there in Indianapolis at the home of the Colts?
Yeah, I think by the time we get there, we've kind of been talking about how when people do the Camino and they're like, they can see the church a few miles out, they just are already crying and they're just ready to get there. So for sure, what's so special about it is we're going to join up there. All the pilgrims will meet in Indianapolis together, and that'll already be emotional. But then to continue on and then to enter into the Congress and be with, as you said, so many people that are there to worship our Lord and to be with our Eucharistic Lord. I don't know. It's going to be crazy.
Now, I know you've been working out and getting ready to walk 10 to 15 miles a day along your route. Do you have any idea what a typical day is going to look like for a pilgrim?
Yeah, I know for sure it will start with Mass. So with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, I think from there we go into, depending on the day, a short procession. And then we go into a longer one, depending on where we need to be as our next destination. So starting with Mass, having some form of procession and lots of walking. And then usually we will end with some sort of evening event in our home, whichever home diocese we're in at the time that they've kind of planned or got excited about. And we'll join in with them and then do it all again the next day.
Allison is joining us this morning from Baltimore, Maryland. Good morning, Allison. Welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Zoe Dungas.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Good morning. Zoe, I'm just calling because my mom and some friends and I, we're going to come up to Emmitsburg when you guys are in Emmitsburg, and then we're going to do the, some of the walk with you and then follow you down into Baltimore. So, yeah, just really praying for you guys through all this and really excited for you to be able to do it and excited to be able to be a part of it, too. So thanks for opening it up to all of us. That's all.
Of course. Thank you so much. We're excited to see you there.
Thanks, Allison. Zoe, you know, St. Paul says we walk by faith and not by sight. You have no idea what you're going to encounter and what it's going to actually be like until you actually begin the daily journal, that the daily journey, I should say, for those 2 months. How important is faith as you undergo being a perpetual pilgrim?
I mean, it's foundational, I guess. You know, like we're doing this because of faith, because we love our Lord and because we believe that he is truly present in the Eucharist, and we believe that he desires to meet his people and to be with them. The verse that I've kind of been ruminating on for the past couple of months is Psalm 26, verse 3. Your love is before my eyes. I walk guided by your faithfulness. The foundational knowledge of our Lord present in the Eucharist and right before us this whole time, and having the deep faith that he will heal his country and he will love on his people, it's got to be the only thing that brings us through, because it'll be a lot of ups and downs for sure. But our Lord is faithful.
he definitely is. Joanne is joining us from nearby New Jersey. Good morning, Joanne. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning. Thank you so much for doing this, Zoe. I'm going to be 70, and I would have loved to have been on a pilgrimage like this. Now, my question is, coming through your route, is there any way that local parishes, like I'm in New Jersey, Our Lady Queen of Peace, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, St. Teresa, St. Joseph, so many beautiful, strong, faithful people and, you know, churches, that would love to join you, even if it's only for a few months, or even host, you know, overnight. So is there anything available for us that can't do a 2 month pilgrimage?
Totally, totally, yeah. I would definitely check out the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage website to see where the route goes through, specifically in New Jersey. And then if you reach out to your home diocese or archdiocese, they should know kind of where the route is and how they're working on kind of planning and having the pilgrims come through. And I'm sure they would love to have your help and have you there and find a place for you to make sure you can join, even if it's just for a little bit.
Thanks so much, Joanne. Zoe, really appreciate you being with us. Many, many blessings to you as you get ready to do the perpetual pilgrimage. It's so good to hear from you, and I know the Lord will be with you the entire way.
Thank you so much.
And for much more, you can visit eucharisticpilgrimage.org. That was Zoe Dongas, a Filipino-American actor, musician, and a perpetual pilgrim on the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage. This entire episode of Morning Air is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay. Download the app today, and thanks for listening.